Welcome to the Michael Scott Paper Company.
Is that a burp, Brody?
Fuck love.
Yeah, you've been asking for it.
That was actually pretty perfectly timed.
Fuck love.
I was just screaming. It just ended in a burp.
Fuck love.
That song is the sound of a 40-year-old man screaming fuck love, so...
It's pretty good. Strapping Young Lad, that bald dude with the dreads.
Yes, very similar.
The bald dude with the dreads?
Yep. He's bald on top with dreads.
Really?
Have you never seen this guy?
No.
Oh, please look up lead singer for Strapping Young Lad.
Are they still around or did they give it up?
No, I think he went and did his own thing. Mm. Like some weird like electronic stuff.
Hmm. So you're saying we should listen to that now?
Whoa.
Yeah. But
he had like a mullet with dreads.
Yeah.
Look it's at like that crazy shit. Stuff going on.
Although, really, really good. I actually saw them in the Ridgely. They put on a pretty impressive show.
Are they a Christian band?
Yes, they are absolutely a Christian band.
What kind of style music do they have?
It's definitely metal. Their big hit was Love, and I think it was they filmed it at the house of in the Living Dead.
House.
What was the one where that tree raped that girl?
Oh
yeah,
the tree raped that girl.
Yeah, tree rape. It's one of my favorite things.
I think it was that house.
Yes, sir.
The Evil Dead.
I'm not up. Yeah. I think that was Evil Dead. I believe if Bray was here, he would let us know immediately.
Yeah, it wasn't Evil Dead. Maybe it was that movie that one guy Ashen.
Yeah, that's Evil Dead. Ash and the Evil Dead.
Is it? Okay. Yeah.
I know that for a fact, but no, I'm not up on my trivia horror stuff.
He looks like Lenny from Mice and Men in this picture.
There you go. Hey, at least he can play guitar. I was going to say, I hate when singers start projects and they're like, I don't know how to play guitar.
He's also Canadian.
Here's my sub project. What's it called? Me.
The Devin Townsend Project. That was his solo.
I should probably stop doing that.
No, that was pretty much what he did. Yeah, he talked about like ass fucking his drummer during the show. It was pretty funny.
Oh, so like on good terms, ass fucking or bad terms? Oh, we're friends.
Yeah, he said something to the effect of, I love my drummer so much and he's so awesome that I'd love to fuck him in the ass. Something like that.
Okay.
At the time, it was funny.
Yeah, that's funny. Oh, nice. No, that's completely understandable.
Just like Rammstein.
Yeah. See if they really do it.
Being a former metal singer myself, I too would have liked to have banged my drummer in the ass. Take that, James. I hope you listen to this. I know you don't, but that'd be funny.
Wait, didn't Michael do drums too?
No, that was One Last Dead.
Oh, okay.
That was One Last... We were terrible. I was terrible, though. That was mostly me being terrible. I will take full responsibility for that band sucking. Michael was fine. Jason was great. Judd was a guitar player. Ryan was good bass. And then there was my shit new metal. I was trying to do new metal vocals on like Azalea Dying tunes. Because that's all I knew. And I kept trying to do Jonathan Davis vocals. Oh my God. I can't try so hard. It was so bad. It's like, what are you doing? There was one whole song that sounded like a Korn ripoff. It was terrible.
I need to hear this.
Oh, it was bad. Without you.
Titled Summer of Love.
Yep. So bad. Since we're on the subject of music, though, I've got one that I just saw. Look at this, Rhodey.
Oh, really?
Yeah, brand new.
So they did a collaboration with the Perfect Circle?
Is that who Imperfect Circle. I get your joke now. Sorry. I was like, wait, they did? That doesn't make sense. I would like to listen to that right now.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't be terrible.
No, Maynard's got a pretty good voice.
So he's not doing country now? French champagne or oh, sounds country as fuck. My baby don't care. That's not terrible. He can sing.
Yeah. I know what I'm listening to tomorrow morning when I get up. So this is brand new Hootie and the Blowfish, Chris.
Not bad.
Yeah. Oh, this one's called Everybody But You. It's got to be a hit.
But I feel like he still has that country twang, though.
different song. You don't listen when they say that you're too
good for me and that you're way out of my
It does have a little. You're right. It does have that twang.
So did the band beg him to come back because they needed money, or how does that work?
I don't know. I mean, we're in the resurgence. Is that right?
Resurgence.
Coming back, resurgence of everything that we loved as children.
Right, that's true.
All of it. Every fucking piece of it is like pulling itself out of the grave. You're like, what is going on here?
Nostalgia? Nostalgia? Yeah. Huh? Nostalgia?
It's weird. Like,
you can't think of anything new?
Cold's just finishing their tour. I'm like, what the fuck, man? It's weird. It's a weird time. Like, so I'm on a page for... It's a help wanted thing for band musicians, because I'm always like, maybe something will come along and I'll be like, I want to be a singer again. And there have been 4 or 5 ads for new metal bands.
Really?
Yeah, because it's all, we're coming back. This one was a new metal singer that raps. I was like, hey, that is me, but I don't want to do that. It's like, I don't want to do that.
You can be Attila, Jason.
Ooh. But no, it's weird, yeah. Like, everything we grew up listening to is, like, full frontal right now. It's weird. And the tours are weird, too. Like, I sent Bray. I got to find the thing. I was like, oh, my God, I really want to go to this. It was the weird... Limp Bizkit's headlining, but All That Remains is playing, too. I was like, oh. I was like, I might actually go to this. The lineup was pretty intense.
They're playing with Limp Bizkit?
Yeah. I was like, well, that's my desire there, but... You just never know what songs you're going to get, though. And then I get pissed off. Yeah, okay, here we go. So they haven't revealed everybody yet. Open with Facebook. Maybe they... Hopefully they revealed more. So Rebel Rock Tour. Oh, so right now it's Limp Bizkit. You don't know the other 3 headliners. I Prevail, Trivium, Seven Dust, Fuel, All That Remains, Anti-Flag. And that's all we know right now.
Damn, how long is this show?
Yeah. And that's... I'm like, I would go see that in a heartbeat.
Was it multiple stages?
One of those is stained, by the way.
Are you sure?
It's got to be.
Oh, fuck, dude. If I'm in trouble.
It looks like stained.
I'm going to fly my ass to Orlando by myself because no one else would go with me.
Is that the only place you're playing?
It's one of those festivals, Rebel Rock.
God damn.
Dude, being able to cross Fuel, All Remains, Fuel, Seven Dust, Trivium, I Prevail. I love that I Prevail song right now.
Mm-hmm.
I go nuts for that song. Stain, Limp Bizkit. God dang. Maybe I'll get Scott to go with me. Let's go. Duck it. Let's go.
Which I Prevail song?
Breaking Down.
Oh, yeah. That's a good song.
I think I'm breaking down.
Everybody fucking hates you.
Yeah.
You're degenerates.
My friends are degenerates.
Oh, shit. If A Day to Remember's on there, it's over, man.
Don't play any of the new stuff.
Yeah, this stupid ass I Prevail song though. There's a part in the middle where he goes, I think I'm breaking, and it stops and it goes down. It's pretty good. And you know, I've found that in Target. Was weird. They were playing it on the TV on there.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, hey, that sounds pretty cool. And then I was like, what is that? And then I download. Well, I mean, I got Google. I don't have to download anything. It's Google Play Music. So I was like, play a Trivium or I Prevail. And I was like, okay, these guys aren't bad. They're a little mainstream, but it's like that mainstream metal.
Right.
Whatever you want to call it.
Lots of melody to it.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm like Limp Bizkit, I Prevail, Seven Dust, Fuel, and those smaller ones like that, like Seven Dust and Fuel, they'll probably only have 30-minute sets. So they'll usually, it's a fucking Deftones, they'll play all their hits.
Right.
If it's a Deftones, like, we got a brand new album coming out. We're going to play 3 tracks off that. I know you came here to see our hits. Still pit. I've only seen them once, and I saw them play Change was the only song that I knew. I was so... I mean, you can't be that upset. I mean, they just had a new record, but I was just like...
Bastards.
Because it was all, the record hadn't even been released yet. Like, we got new stuff. Which I understand, because if I was in a band, that's all I wouldn't want. Hey, we're going to play this Change song that we've been playing for 13 years.
Right.
I wonder if you're just like, I'm done. I don't want to sing this anymore. Like Jonathan Davis is like, I'm not singing Blind anymore.
Not doing it. Anything else?
That's been 20 years of, I can see I'm going blind.
Play Daddy.
Or Fred Durst is like, we want to hear Faith. He's like, that's not even my song. George Michael. God damn it. He's dead. Anyways, yeah, I want to go to that, though, pretty bad. That'd be so fun. And Orlando's not a bad place to be. I know I spent a month there.
Going to school for art.
I tried to go to school there, but thank God that didn't work out.
Thank God you didn't get student loans for that.
Yeah, when they told me the interest rate. Well, I'm a smart person. I saw all the through the what is it, the gray. I was like, yep, nope. Oh, we just need you to you need a co-signer, and then you need someone to sign over their house to us. It's like, okay. And then you get a degree that is not credited.
Is it Full Sail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not accredited. Those people walk around saying they have bachelor's degrees.
Losers.
Yeah. Transfer that degree. Let me know how that works out for you. You can have two classes. Oh, anyways. Yeah, I definitely am glad that I came back to do that. To come back and did Weatherford College. Yeah, yeah. I think I'm thinking too much. Let's talk about this first beer here. This first beer is Trident, obviously. It's got the Trident Man here. It's pretty badass.
Of course.
Oh, man. Josh. Jash? That's J-A-S-H-O Beam.
Mm-hmm.
Jasho Beam.
Jasho Beam?
Jasho Beam.
Yeah, look that up, Chris. From Five Stones Brewing.
So the brewery is Five Stones Brewing. This IPA is fucking phenomenal. Excuse my language.
And it's not new.
No, but I would not have pegged this for being 2 months old.
When I initially started seeing their stuff, they did a lot of sour stuff, but they've recently started coming out with IPAs.
Of course, they got to get on that.
Pretty good stuff.
Dude, the color on this thing.
They're Shepherd Boys.
Look at that.
Fantastic.
Unfiltered orange juice. This looks like Tropicana you poured in your glass. I think too much.
New Braunfels?
Sure.
So did you go to the brewery for this?
No. I got sent last minute to San Antonio, so they have beer that, of course, isn't in the DFW area, so I picked a few things.
Damn. I think San Antonio's, they're blowing up, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. And everywhere around there. I have a beer that's from St. Marcus. I didn't even realize there's a brewery there in St. Marcus.
I did not either. I had no idea. But yeah, so this is it's obviously a hazy IPA. But it says dry hopped with Equinaut and Mandarina Bavaria. Is that like Bavarian cream? 6.8% IPA. It's like perfect. Everything about that's perfect. Flavor's good. Hops are good. I like it.
Yeah, everything I've had from them is pretty legit. So You see some five stones down south, and it's not old as fuck.
Damn, 10.3 too.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
you're on that AB InBev sponsored website, Chris.
That's the wrong beer.
The wrong beer, right on.
Budweiser got it wrong.
Yeah, when Jason said Trident, he was just guessing.
Oh,
it really is a Jasho Beam.
So on Untappd, the actual trustworthy is 323 check-ins. It's 3.85, so 3.9. Oh, so no, like when you look at the can, Chris, it looks like King Trident from The Little Mermaid.
Oh, it does.
Yep, that was his name, right? King Trident.
I think so.
Ariel's father. That was last night, too. They did a live version of The Little Mermaid on TV.
I heard some people didn't like it.
I would assume a lot of people didn't like it because it sounds like a terrible idea.
What do you mean?
Let's do a live version of this cartoon.
Yeah, King Triton.
King Triton. Okay. Yeah, I'm going through here looking at everybody's check-ins. None of my friends have checked into it. until tonight.
You're welcome.
Yeah, no, this is really good. I enjoy it. I like it. Would buy again.
Cool can art.
That's what I need to start rating beers. Just buy, would buy again or would not buy again.
Kind of so, like best movie ever, worst movie ever.
I did not steal that from a podcast. What podcast is that?
Go back to your old rain, would.
Oh, that's, yeah, yeah. Would or would not.
The Australians.
Yeah. I can't think of the name of it right now. And I don't listen to them very often, though. Because I hate podcasts that do movies that are in theaters. I'm like,
yeah.
That's limiting your audience like hell.
Well, they do spoilers and non-spoilers.
You can skip it. Here's the time. I'm like, I'm not going to go look, timestamp, skip that. Yeah, it's too much work. So I usually listen up to where they start talking about the movie and then...
Well, so I like to listen to it to ones that I'm probably not going to watch anyways just to see if they're terrible.
Well, that makes sense.
Like Gemini Man. It's terrible.
But these guys, they already had Endgame done before I got to see it, and I was like, God damn, dudes. So I had to skip that, and then they did, like, Men in Black. And as you know, in our situation with new baby, when you get a babysitter, the first thought that comes to your mind is not, let's go see a movie.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So we never go to the movies.
Let's take a child into a room full of people.
Like, I'm so disappointed. I haven't seen Joker. I didn't see It, too. I'm just like, ugh.
Ah!
I want to go see all these movies.
I saw something about a Harry Potter movie in 2020. Is that a real thing?
I saw...
Or is that fake?
I saw the same thing you did. I didn't dig for it, though. But I did see it.
Because it looked like they were using a lot of old footage.
No, I've heard The Cursed Child might come out in 2020.
Harry Potter and the Demon Child.
Okay.
Which...
That looks fake.
That does look fake.
I think too much... I want to make a new Harry Potter. Yeah, I don't know. I know that they're going to make something with that franchise because it's made billions of dollars.
Right, and they have to keep that park going.
Yeah.
So it's here, Tony and Oliver, award-winning play Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, the eighth story in the J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter series, will make its Canadian debut next year.
Yeah, I know about that. Whoa. Yeah, I know about that. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child is weird. I actually read like the whole, basically, Cliff Notes because it's a music. They released it as a book, but it's in play format.
Huh.
So it's like a script.
Yeah, it's weird to read.
It's annoying.
Especially the dialogue.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, it says Harry and then it has what he says.
Right.
So stage directions.
Yeah. Yeah, that's on there too. And I was like, not interested in that. And then I just read the synopsis and I was like, okay. I'm not going to spoil it, but meh. Meh. It's like, oh, look, someone's trying to milk their property.
Right.
That's cool. Which that would be so hard. Like, I can't imagine being known for something and then nothing else has taken off that she does. Same with Anne Rice.
Right.
Interview with the Vampire. Hey, I wrote all these other, no one cares. Give us another one. I'm retired from that.
Do the same thing, but better.
Oh God! Like, I wonder if that 50 Shades of Grey chick's gonna be able to do anything after that shit.
She can't write a complete sentence.
Nope. Nope.
You're talking about the author of the book or the girl that played
the author of the book?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. No, Dakota Johnson. She's doing fine. That's the actress, Chris. If you didn't know that,
Dakota Johnson. Yes.
She is Don Johnson, who played Crockett in Miami Vice. That is his daughter.
Really?
The bad guy in 10 Cup, which you still haven't watched. Douche.
Yeah,
that's true.
I want to talk 10 Cup for an hour and a half. That'd be fun. I love that movie.
Yeah, as soon as you watch that movie, we're doing a 10 Cup recap
podcast. That'd be so fun. I love that movie so much. I qualified with a 7-iron, or I shot a 27 on the back half with a 7-iron. Why'd you do that? He broke all his other clubs. Why did he do that? And when he takes the putter out and he's like, there is Mr. Three Wiggle. Bam! And he breaks it. So weird. I think that character reminds me of myself a lot. So that's why I like that movie so much. Because I'm also a fucking arrogant prick. It's like, hey, that's me.
Give me this shovel.
Yeah, the shovel and the rake. I'll take the baseball. Yeah, anyways. You got to watch it, Chris. Does this not hype you up at all?
No, it sounds good. Like, I mean, like I said, I love all the old movies. Like, Kevin, that's their style. But
Kevin Costner.
Yeah, Kevin Costner was good.
Yeah, this was a 96. It's on sale on Vudu, and I'm trying to talk myself out of buying it. I hate that these some of these old movies aren't on Blu-ray. That's not. You can't get it on Blu-ray.
Really? That's weird.
So then you have to take the internet's word for it. It says high def.
Can they not just format it?
You buy it. Well, they just don't do it. They just choose not to.
I wonder who owns that.
Paramount, maybe? Hmm. Or Fox, I think. I don't know. Disney, who bought Fox, they're slowly starting to vault the Fox movies the same way they vault their own movies. It's like, so they're taking the classics, like, I can't, like,
X-Men 2?
Alien, yes.
X-Men United?
You know what'll be awesome? Since Disney owns those, and, you know, Marvel, they just get rid of, like, you can never find those movies again. They just scrub them
from existence. Yeah.
It's like, hey, what happened to X-Men, the movie? With
never happened.
Gone. Just wake up one day. I want to watch that Apocalypse movie. It gone. It gone. God, that'd be awesome, because those movies were fucking terrible.
The Pete Holmes thing skit was better than those movies.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Him as Wolverine, him as Professor X, firing all the X-Men. You just touch things with your hand, they blow up, you're fired. Did you seen that? Oh, God. Pete Holmes is the greatest. I found out the other day that Blake, a friend of mine, he loves Pete Holmes as well. He knows about stuff that I didn't think people knew about. It's like, oh, man, we got real deep into Pete Holmes talk. It's like, I've been following his career since he first said, why are the other drugs?
Scary face.
I can't help it, dude. He is, all those Batman skits are gold.
Yeah.
The only one I don't love is when he's going back and forth between him and Bruce Wayne. It's terribly written. It's not funny. Just, you still got the black makeup on. Hold on, let me go get Batman. And he changes. It's just so dumb.
Still got the cowl on.
Yeah.
Turn around. I'll go get him.
No, the best, though, that Riddler, the Riddler one. Oh, God. Rachel! And she goes, just fucking kill me.
Riddle you with a helicopter.
Yep. Is it a? And then he calls Lucius, and Lucius is like, is it a helicopter? That's what I said.
They said that's not it. I think they're lying.
Yep. Oh, my God.
The penguin one is really good, too. Mr. Fishy.
I've never killed anybody. They go to sleep. They go to sleep. For those of you who are wondering, Google Pete Holmes Batman. I believe it's Funny or Die, right? Yeah.
Yeah. College Humor or whatever.
College Humor. Thank you. It's not Funny or Die. Yeah. College Humor Batman. You will cry laughing so hard. Any of the Batman skits. Oh, my God. Yeah. We're going to. Rhodey, tell us about Shiner versus Carbach.
Evidently, Carbach is doing aggressive advertising around Shiner. And they've purchased 3 billboards within Shiner, which is not a large town, saying that there's a new Bach in Shiner.
Carbach has a Bach?
Yeah, Crawford Bach.
Crawford Bach.
It is designed like a retro Astros jersey.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was for the Astros, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just now trying to push that. It's been 4 or 5 years. Marketing strategy. That's weird. That whole thing was weird. I read it. I was like, "This is, why are they doing that?"
Yeah. I talked to Michael and he's like, you know, they have enough money to where they could have done something very differently.
Yeah, it's like,
buying a billboard right next to that billboard, or buying the land underneath that billboard and then tearing it down.
Yeah.
Because that brewery could probably just own all of Shiner.
Weird. Like, it's weird. The whole thing's weird. Why are you aggressively going after Shiner and Shiner, Texas?
I don't know.
Like, are you mad because you're not getting the Bach drinkers? Like, how many of them are there? Wouldn't you love, like, if you could get the statistics of, like, per style, like, what percentage of the beer, you know, what percentage people are drinking? Like if IPA was 55% of craft sales and stouts were 10%, that'd be cool. That'd be some good information to have.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm thinking at best, I mean, I think craft beer is like at 30%. I don't know that for a fact. We'll just say that Miller and all and AB, they still have 70%. We'll just play 30%. How many of that 30% could possibly be Bock drinkers? Like religious, I go for a Bock. So you're sticking your hand in there. I mean, Shiner obviously turned away. They didn't turn away from the Bock, but they started doing the IPAs and all this juicy IPA. It's all pretty substandard.
Day Quencher.
Yeah.
So good.
Their stout was
fucking, the birthday stout?
It was so liquidy. Had no no mass to it, whatever that. No mouthfeel. Sorry. Correction. It was terrible, but... And then we had bombers of it, too, in a six-pack.
We were, that's because it was so fucking cheap. It was like $3, and now we know why.
That was cheap.
And then Caitlin has... I actually bought it for her because she loves that Shiner Cheer crap. Mm. So we got a six-pack of that. She loves it. I still haven't even put that in here. But I'm thinking, so 30, we'll say 30% of craft. I mean, it can't be more than 10% people drinking Bock. So you're going to spend thousands of dollars on these billboards for, you know, 5% of the craft beer. It's so weird.
Right.
So weird. Like, why would you even do that? It doesn't make sense to me. It's weird. It's a weird marketing strategy. I guess it was to get Shiner to put out that press release.
Yeah.
And then, oh, look at all, look what we did. Cause controversy. We're the villains. They're embracing that role.
Trying to take down a Texas icon.
Yeah. They said that the... Well, Shiner came out and said that that Carbock brewery is dead.
In its original form. That place is huge. I doubt they've closed that place.
I want to go see now. Because it said they moved the brewing operations to whatever.
Oh, yeah. Like, but they still have the beer garden and stuff. So they still probably make... like their small batch stuff there.
Do they still do small batch stuff?
I would assume so.
I don't know, yeah. All I see is, so I mean, obviously I go to the worst place on planet Earth. All I see is brand new six packs from them. They put out a hazy and some pink can. I don't remember what it was. I've only tried one of their beers since they, I think I've drank it twice since they sold out. Once was because there was nothing in this shit ass Walmart. Except for Carbock.
Right.
And I would pick I'd pick Carbock's IPA over Bud Light or Miller Lite any day. Don't care. The second time was because I was at Torchy's Taco, and they were like, hey, this is half off if you want to drink this. And I was like, I like money. I will try one of those. I definitely had my own interest involved when I did this.
Was that the Rattler?
I think it was the IPA. It was the Grapefruit IPA. I don't remember what that was called.
Fuck, I forget.
It was all right, though. It was all right. I mean, I would not buy a six-pack of it, but I was like, hey, this tastes like an IPA with grapefruit. Good job.
Sculpin Light. Cool.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's pretty much what it was. Yeah, yeah. But I just, that's so weird that they're doing all that stuff. It's so weird. But I laugh. I posted it today. I was like, we stand by Shiner, which it's weird that Shiner is an independent craft brewery.
Right, because they're everywhere.
That. Yeah.
It's like
Revolt. No.
Sam Adams. Not nearly as big, but similar.
I wonder.
I know where I can get some Utopia if you want some.
Do you really?
Go halvesies.
How much is that? $175 a piece?
Oh, I think it's two, dude.
$200 a piece?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Hey, Chris, look up the price point for Sam Adams Utopia.
Where does the bottle at that you can get to?
Same place.
Oh, kegs and barrels?
Yeah.
So, me, you, David, no. Start getting everybody that was here for Pumpkin Madness, everybody put money in. So I could have one shot of this nasty beer.
$200.
$209.
Well, that's not that bad. That's only 100 a piece.
Yeah.
How many ounces is it?
Not enough.
750 milliliters.
So that's 32 ounces, right?
Yeah. Fuck, 16 ounces for $100? Sign me up for that. As Rody knows me, I will not pay like any exorbitant prices.
I guarantee you it's just sweet and it burns.
Is there a description on there, Chris, of what's in it? No?
Oh, I bet you they have a description that you won't taste. I guarantee it.
Oh, here he goes.
see, Massachusetts American Strong Ale, 28% ABV, barrel aged, 2019 vintage, is a blend batch of some of the aged up to 26 years in a variety of barrels. The 19 recipe includes Utopias aged in aquavit.
Yep, sure.
Carvalhos.
Carbox.
Yep, Carbox.
And Carbox Ruby barrels. Port barrels, as well as cognac and Madrina finishing barrels.
Perfect.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of want to buy it just for the bottle because I will rub that for an hour and keep waiting for Will Smith to pop out and grant me three wishes.
So, yeah, you want to go halvesies, let me know. I'll go get it.
I'd have a heart attack spending $100 on beer, man.
Text Michael, see if he wants to go in on it.
Didn't we have one of the Sam Adams fancy beers a long time ago?
Not that fancy.
If we had four of us, it'd be 50 apiece. But with Texas alcohol tax, it'd be like more like 230.
Right.
$230. So with four people, we'll just say it's 240. That'd be 60 apiece.
I haven't even bought a whiskey that's that much.
No. Why the fuck would you? There was a place that did free, not free tastings. It was like $8 for a tasting. That's... I could do that probably.
For 3 ounces?
Yeah, I'd be upset about it, but could do that, I guess.
Ugh. Unavailable.
Unavailable. Can't buy it.
What? Does that was Total Wine's website,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah,
it
was Total Wine.
Does it tell you where you can get it?
Total Wine just in Houston.
Well, road trip. I thought about texting you the other day. I was like, fuck this. We need to go. We need to go to Eureka really bad. It's like, we need to just say bye, girls. It's like, I need to do that so bad, just go away. And then I was laughing because David was down there trying all those beers down by Bronzeville.
Oh, yeah. Marble Falls.
And then I was sitting there just like, I don't think I've ever been to a brewery outside of the DFW up to McKinney region. I've never been out. Never toward Shreveport and Marshall.
No, Florida.
True, thank you. Thank you.
Three Daughters.
So, one time, yeah.
And Big Top.
Both delicious. So, yeah, I do have that under my belt. But other than that, never. So weird. I really want to go to Colorado. That's where I want to go. And you get all that, just pop up over there for 3 days. Be so happy.
Be super drunk.
Who cares? Vacation. You just yell vacation. You can drink whatever you want to.
I just yell open fermentation and people leave me alone.
When you go to jail, you just go vacation. The cop's like, oh, I'm so sorry. Here's the door.
And here's your complimentary weed.
Yep. Go ahead. Go smoke it a weeds.
Become a weeder.
Oh, I can't wait. That's what I'm.
Yeah, it's weird. They've replaced all their flowers on the side of the highways with just hemp.
Just marijuana plants everywhere you look. Look at those buds. But what's it talk about? Let's talk about this IPA. This one is fucking delicious.
So this is from Bear Republic. It's called Further Through the Haze. I've seen this before, but I've never been able to find anything that wasn't old as hell.
From Bear Republic?
Yeah, so this one's good until December. So I was like, yeah, we'll give it a shot.
Close enough. Where?
California.
Oh, okay.
Cali. I forget what city, but I'm a big fan of Bear Republic.
Yes.
This is the
cool
same
looking can.
The same people that make the Racer IPA.
Which you buy that every time you see it, pretty much.
Yeah, if it's in date, it's legit. Lush it.
Oh, no fucking way. So Art just sent us a message. Art's a good listener of ours. He just sent us a message saying Four Locos released their 12% ABV hard seltzer. Art, Chris tried to find it tonight. You guys are on the same wavelength. We will have this on the show. Chris is going to get it for us.
Yes, I am.
It's a Four Locos sour with a hint of blue raspberry.
So how is a malt beer a seltzer?
Oh, that's so gross.
I think they're Four Loko. They can just make anything up.
Yeah, dude.
Can you be 12% and be a seltzer?
It's healthy for you. It's healthy.
Woo. Mm. Just a little spritz.
Wait, why does that say... Oh, that's not... Okay, I apologize, guys. So that picture that says blue raspberry is not the... They put the wrong picture with this.
You hope.
Jackasses. Four Loko Super Hard Seltzer, 12%, is now hitting stores. November. Oh, shit. Black Cherry. I love Black Cherry. Okay. So.
I thought you were going to say unflavored.
It actually released today. So that's probably why Chris couldn't get it. I bet you didn't go to QT. They got.
Oh, God. That'd be awesome.
I was thinking, I was like, should I hit up, you know, $2? Or is that too ghetto?
That would have been perfect, those guys. No, we'll find it, Chris.
And then we'll all just get blackout drunk.
Holy shit, Brody's got it.
It's something weird.
Nope, Brody pulled out a Carbach IPA.
It's from the brewery in San Marcos.
Nobody likes you.
That no one heard of before.
Nobody like, likes you.
Nobody likes you.
This was their highest rated beer. You pulled out a Carbach.
Remember, I realized we're not on camera, so I can say whatever I want to. Brody has pulled out a Bud Light, and he's telling us to drink it. I don't want that. Rhodey is putting a gun to Chris's head and telling him to shotgun this Miller.
Rhodey just pulled a chainsaw and cut her head off.
Ugh. Ugh. Anyways.
Give me something to break.
Give me something to break.
No, I really like this Bear Republic. They do great stuff. We need to go there. California would be... I'd be fucked in California because I'd want to go to L.A., hit up a Lakers game, go down to San Diego, spend 2 days in San Diego.
And then be broke for the rest of the year.
I'm afraid I wouldn't leave San
Diego. We'd have to be homeless while we do this, by the way.
Yeah.
But that's okay, because the weather's perfect all the time.
That's what I said. I've heard San Diego is like one of the most beautiful places on earth. I'm like, just be like, hey, you guys hiring? I'm going to stay here. I'm going to stay here at this brewery. And I've heard it great things, except for the fires and the hurricanes.
I make $20 an hour, and I'm homeless.
It's true. If I was living in Texas right now, I'd have a mansion. But here, I have a one-bedroom studio apartment with three other roommates. Mm. So, this Bear Republic, it feels like a little of the flavor has dropped out. Do you get that a little bit?
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah. It's not as aggressive on the tongue, but it's really good. I like it. It's funny because when haze first started, I was like, "Hey, whatever." But now, it's just all tropical to me. You get that tropical and
right. It's just you kind of know what you're getting when you buy one,
which is kind of cool. I know that I'm not getting 7 pumpkin pies cooked in them
without having to know what flavors are imparted based upon what hops they use. It's an easy. An easy grab. You're like, oh yeah, that's gonna be fruity.
Yeah. And speaking of 7 pumpkin pies, we need to talk about how Wild Acre straight up listened to us and ripped us off.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I am 90% sure one of us said cranberry sauce sour.
Yeah.
Might be 99% sure one of us said that.
Absolutely.
So why Wild Acre decided they're gonna do a Thanksgiving fucking beer, Chris. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Baked sweet potato casserole amber. That is us. And cranberry sauce sour. When did they come up with this shit? I'm gonna go fight him. I just want to show up and beat his ass. Hey, you stole my ideas. It was my idea to put all Thanksgiving leftovers in a mash. Don't you fuck with that. Anyways.
It's true, we did say that.
How stupid, though, the opportunity to have any kind of pastry stout after that. Doesn't matter what it is. It could be anything.
Yep.
Yeah, you couldn't ask. Are you 3-course flights, dude? Come on. Come on, bro.
Fuck, make it 5-course.
Yeah. Oh, 3-course. Well, yeah, 5-course. But, I mean, just having
you could have a sweet potato and marshmallow cream ale.
I'd drink that.
You could have a lager for the drink on the side.
Yeah.
Clean, crisp lager.
And you could have a whiskey drink.
Boom!
Maybe
and then,
a vodka drink?
Get this. After you're done with your 5-course or 4-course flight, they give you a tiny 2-ounce of their coffee beer. Mm. You know, for after dessert. Coffee. Damn! That'd be cool. That's a pretty good idea. But no, this looks terrible. It sounds terrible.
No, but this is going to be awful.
Baked sweet potato casserole. Like, what did they put in there?
Probably cinnamon and nutmeg.
It's pumpkin beer.
It's a fucking pumpkin beer in disguise.
Baked sweet potato. And they spelled baked, B-A apostrophe E-D. Which I didn't know apostrophe could take the place of a K. I always thought it was a vowel, but
they just put a bunch of that marshmallow spread in it.
Yeah.
What's that stuff called?
Nutter fluffer?
Marshmallow fluff, yeah. Or the marshmallow cream. Woo! Anyways, baked sweet potato casserole, amber, and cranberry sauce sour. Wait, are they the same beers or two beers?
I hope they're the two different beers.
I think they're two different beers.
Yeah. I mean, that would be awesome if they're not.
I mean, I feel like the cranberry sour's already been done, though.
Come try our newest WABC, which is Wild Acre Brewing Company Tap Room exclusive, Saturday, November 23rd, 11 to 6. First, we have a barrel-aged sweet potato casserole amber brewed with whole roasted sweet potatoes and yummy marshmallows.
Mmm, yummy marshmallows.
Yeah, they're not the gross ones.
They're not the ones that you...
So, if you've ever messed
damn, with Chris, they're not the ones with penicillin growing on them. Yeah. Cool.
How would you transfer the taste of sweet potatoes?
I'm telling you, it's cinnamon and nutmeg.
Yeah, sweet potatoes are. If you eat a sweet potato with nothing on it, it's fucking very dull.
Right.
Boring.
Just you get the sweetness, and
yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, it's not. You have to put butter on it to get something out of it, or
maybe like, that's a topper. You just put a put a teaspoon
around the rim. Butter.
Oh, butter and sugar.
And done. Then Mary Poppins just drops down a spoonful of sugar, helps the medicine go down. It's weird. I know.
And then realize she has no teeth and she's a meth addict.
It's like I didn't write it. That's what happens. Oh my god. But yeah, so Wild Acre, they straight up stole our shit though. Bastard. I mean, that is a Thanksgiving dish, right? Sweet potato casserole?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's a staple.
Stole that shit from us.
For gross people.
Like I said, I know.
Sweet potato casserole's good.
I know we came up with that beer. Anyways.
We need to come up with the green bean casserole beer right now. I'm saying it right now.
Ooh. I want to make we found some jalapeno strips from French's. Kind of want to do that with the green bean casserole.
Instead of using just the regular onion strips?
Yep.
That sounds good.
One of these beers left some proteins in the bottom of this glass. Did you see that yours?
That was a Bear Republic.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, I felt it all slimy.
Republic.
You know what happened to the Republic, right? The Empire took over and, you know, Anakin cried about it and blah, blah.
And then he killed a bunch of people. And
it's younglings.
It's fine.
He killed all the younglings.
The younglings?
Master Skywalker, what are we going to do? And Master Skywalker ignited his lightsaber and cut off little kids' heads.
You're going to die.
That's some crazy stuff, man. Like, that should have just been left out.
It's like that age-old question. It's like, how many fifth graders do you think you could take down? Poof. What if I had a lightsaber?
Yeah. Woo! That is an intense scene in Star Wars. Because that little kid's like... And I think that was the director's kid or something, if I'm correct. It was a trivia. Master Skywalker, what are we going to do? Die, little kids. Because you could cause problems.
This is your final test.
Yeah. I'm going to save my pregnant wife. Oh, my God. No, we should not ever... We should... Ugh. Those prequels are so bad. The storyline's so bad. Why did Anakin turn Darth Vader? Because he saw a vision that his pregnant wife would die. So he turned evil.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, Padme.
You're like, Darth Vader's like, you know, as a little kid, the greatest villain ever. Why'd he turn bad? A vision. And then he believed some old dude in this, and he's like, yeah, I know that dude's bad. I knew that dude was bad for 30 seconds of watching him.
Oh, it's a crossover. So the vision comes in, and he phases in through a wall, and
yeah.
Super creepy.
Yes, Anakin. Have I
can't even do his voice. It's so crazy. But he's back in the new one, so we're going to go watch that. I did buy my tickets for that.
Did you?
Yep. I did. Saturday. Whatever day that is. Starts on a Thursday. I got Saturday tickets.
Where y'all going?
The AMC in Burleson, Chris.
Nice.
Yep. Pretty stoked. I'm going to see how this madness ends and then be like, that was fucking stupid.
So pretty much.
When I left Last Jedi, I was just like, ha! And then Caitlin being 10 years younger than me and not giving a crap, was like, that was great. And I was like, you don't know anything about movies.
Watch 12 other movies and then tell me this is great.
Yeah, so stupid. I love that. I'm like, we don't agree on any forms of entertainment, and it makes things interesting. It's like, the Grey's Anatomy is a great show. And I'm like, Rick and Morty is a great show. You don't understand it.
Dude, that new Nancy Drew show is awesome.
Is it?
I'm joking. I just found out about today. I was like, what the fuck are they doing?
They're making anything and everything right now, sir.
Yep.
And I think Rhodey sent me that Apple TV show with Jennifer Aniston and Steve Carell got terrible reviews, right?
Yep.
The Newsroom, whatever it's called.
No, that's a different thing. Newsroom was actually pretty legit on HBO.
Yeah, I don't know what this one was called.
The Morning Coffee.
Yeah. I was excited about it, and then I saw today that finally figured out what it was about, that Steve Carell gets fired and Reese Witherspoon takes his place.
So he's in it for an episode?
It's probably that way. I don't know. It might be that way. That's been a new thing, because we watched that.
Maybe that's why everyone hates it, because he's not in it.
We watched that show about the 60s... 70s comedians, and God, I'm mad right now. The Winter Soldier. Why can't I think of his name? Stan.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Stan Sebastian. He was in it. I was like, oh yeah, for one episode. Then we just watched this new show. It's on HBO with Kristen Dunst. And I was like, oh, pilot. I'm going to watch the pilot. I like doing that sometimes. Like, pilot, I want to see if I like this. It is a crazy show. I like it. It's about a pyramid scheme. But Skarsgård was in it. I was like, oh shit, I love Skarsgård. Yeah. One episode.
What's Skarsgård?
It was so, Alex, the good one. Alexander Skarsgård.
Not it.
No, that guy's creepy as shit. Can't watch him anymore.
Wasn't he in the Avengers too? Didn't he play the scientist? And,
No, that's the old Skarsgård.
It's father.
That's the dad, yeah.
Yeah.
But, so.
That's the one that couldn't stop having sex.
It was so funny, though, because when Skarsgård in the new show, spoiler, it's the first episode, when he passed, I go, oh, they Sebastian'd him. Because we watched that other show with Sebastian. I was like, oh, you Sebastian'd him, you bastards.
Have you watched the Glorious Rhinestones yet?
Yeah.
Is it pretty good?
Ey.
Rough?
Hey.
You're still holding on to your Christian upbringing?
No, this is just like way over the top, dude. And it was fully intentionally that way, but it's just like,
gotcha.
Whew, you must let go of everything. You're just like, okay, over the top, ridiculous acting.
Have you started watching The Watchmen yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
I forgot about that. So this is like Kenny Powers on steroids. You remember how over the top Kenny Powers can be? You're just like, this is funny and I find it entertaining, but this is ridiculous. Well, this is times three. You're like, on no planet does this make any sense. Would this ever occur? What? Okay. And then you just keep watching it. It's so ridiculous. I mean, John Goodman's the dad, and then Adam Devine is one of the kids. And then, Danny McBride's his brother.
Mm.
And then they have a sister. They all treat each other like complete horse shit. But they are religious family, like the preacher's family.
Right, they're evangelicals.
Yeah, and they own the biggest freaking church. They own the entire town they're in, so that, you know, they walk around like celebrities. It's ridiculous. It's like Sons of Anarchy. Like, they own the town like Sons of Anarchy did. Mm-hmm. Like Charming Sons. And they just do whatever they want, and it is ridiculous. Like, they're fighting, and it's good, though. You have to watch it. It's good. I like it. They got renewed for season 2. Good for you, sus. While we're talking about entertainment, how do you feel about this James Dean shit? How weird is that?
That's going to be awkward as hell.
They're bringing James Dean back.
The dead James Dean.
Yes.
In hologram form?
For CGI.
CGI.
They're going to put him in a movie. They're going to use old voice clips because they've managed to get his voice and kind of like they did with Paul Walker in that Fast and the Furious. That's exactly what it is. There's a new movie starring James Dean that he's never been in.
So the family signed off on this?
Oh, of course they did, man.
Like, let me. So you're saying that there's not enough good actors in Hollywood to make an original movie, so they have to resurrect James Dean in order to make a movie worth making.
Yeah, and I think the crazy part is he's playing Ronald Reagan or some shit.
God bless.
It is so weird. Like, that's like, I mean, I had a grandparent, you know, my great-grandparents have passed away. Like, them bringing my great-granddad back and putting him in a movie, I'd be like, this is uncomfortable.
Or just randomly gives you parental advice. You're just sitting on the microwave. By the way, you're doing that wrong.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But no, I can't. I can't fathom. You're right. I'm like, why?
And well, if the movie flops, is it going to tarnish the...
Oh, it's not
going to... No, totally will. His IMDb rating will go down.
Bad actor.
Just... James Dean was terrible in this movie. It's like he wasn't even there. He just didn't care.
That is so weird, man. Yeah, it's all... James Dean will return via CGI as the star of a Vietnam War movie. I'm just like, I don't know if I want to do the podcast. I don't want to be recorded anymore. It's like, oh, Jason's dead. Let's go ahead and all three of us die. They're like, let's just keep making podcasts. What?
Now Jason is an advocate for Fleshlights.
It's like, yeah. What the fuck, man?
They literally found out how to pull people out of the afterlife and throw them back into movies.
That's so weird. Wow. I mean, think about it. You're going to be able to go to the movies and see this digitally James Dean stuff 64 years after his death. The name of the movie is Finding Jack. Oh, the performance will consist of full-body CGI created with footage and photos of the late star. It's the same thing they did with Paul Walker. But at least with Paul Walker, it made sense because they were halfway through with it.
Right.
It made more financial sense to finish the movie than to start over.
Right.
So... But there's rumors that they might try to bring him back too. I'm just like, and I'm actually okay with him like recasting Paul Walker. Like, hey, here's his brother Cody Walker. He's just gonna be Brian. It's all whatever.
Right.
I'm fine with that. But like, but if they tried to do a whole nother movie with CGI Paul Walker,
or what if they they're like, hey, this is Brian and it's Kevin Hart.
That's weird.
And then
no way, I don't see race or color, so that's fine.
And then they Photoshop Paul Walker's face on him.
That's fine.
Hey, Brian, why'd you get shorter?
That's fine, Rodeo.
Jumanji!
You cannot be against that. If you're against that, you're in trouble.
That's true. That's so true.
You got to cheer that on.
There is... Pamela Anderson's in trouble. Did you see that?
Her Indian headdress?
Racist.
I was going to continue on your Kevin Hart because I actually just watched the
second Jumanji.
No, that's not out yet. That's Christmas,
right?
It's going to blow up. It's just like the first one made $1 billion.
Did it really?
It was terrible. Did you watch the first one?
It was okay. It was somewhat entertaining. I was drunk. It's fine.
Was it anything like the Robin Williams one?
No.
No, it's not.
No.
It's much more slapstick.
Yeah, and Jack Black acting like a girl the whole time.
Was Van Belt in it?
I don't know who that is.
That's
right
not
now.
A real person.
Yeah, he was the hunter. He was Robin Williams' dad. Come back from Jumanji.
Oh no!
Or might have been. Oh, Van Pelt.
Scott Van Pelt with the glasses on ESPN.
No.
Okay, we're moving on past this. No, Kevin Hart was in Hobbs and Shaw. That's what I just watched. Hobbs and Shaw.
What's the new movie he's with The Rock in?
Hobbs and Shaw.
No.
Like Hobbs and Shaw.
No, like there's a new one.
CIA?
No.
That shit was terrible. I did not like it at all. Not even a tiny bit.
Is that the one where The Rock was a nerd?
No.
That was CIA.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah, Central Intelligence.
Yep, stupid.
No, there's another one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's a new Rockin' Heart movie.
So you're saying The Rock and Heart are becoming like Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler?
No, more like Sandler and Kevin Hart.
How many movies have they been into together?
Zero, I think. I meant Kevin James. But
okay. No, Drew Barrymore's outdone him. Ready? 50 First Dates, the stupid movie where they go to Africa, The Wedding Singer.
Toto. That's what it was.
No, I don't remember what that... Blended. That's what that stupid movie was. It was Brady Bunch. It was terrible. Adam Sandler's wife died. Drew Barrymore's husband died. They both had 3 kids, and they met in Africa. Oh, stupid. Stupid.
Is it Jungle Cruise?
Already? Sure.
Big Trouble in Little China. Apparently, they're remaking that.
Are they both going to be in that together?
No, just The Rock's going to be in Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, my God.
I hope he's the witch.
I can't think of the last Rock movie that I watched that I loved. I can't think of the last one.
Baywatch.
Chris, anyone can be any nationality.
Baywatch was okay. I didn't hate Baywatch as much as everybody else did, but I've become a huge Zac Efron fan.
Not a Daddario fan?
We're not allowed to talk about that.
Damn.
I love Daddario. She's got a movie coming out that's supposed to be almost softcore. So
ooh, pretty, Showgirls 2?
Pretty excited about that.
Googling that.
No. Chris is now looking up Showgirls 2.
No. Oh, my God. Yeah, she's... Daradio, she's a pretty lady. Pretty lady. She's easy on the eyes. Shit. True Detective was a very good first season of True Detective.
That was the best season.
I haven't seen the second one yet. I actually want to watch it.
It's weird. The third one's better than the second one.
Oh, no. Sorry, you're right. I've watched the second one, not the third one. Yeah, the second one was Colin Farrell and I can't take that dude seriously.
Vince Vaughn?
Yeah, Vince Vaughn's a joke. What happened to that dude? He did that stupid movie where he had 800 million kids because he donated a lot of sperm. And then...
Who greenlighted that?
Gone.
Why was that a good idea?
I don't know. I don't know how he read that script. And he's like, this is going to make my career go further.
They were probably like, I wrote this for you. I will give you $12 million to do this.
So hopefully it was enough to retire. He's gone.
No, he's just waiting for the next Jurassic Park.
Did he not die? Nope. Maybe he might come back because they're bringing everybody back for this last climax movie. I'm using air quotes, everybody. This is the end of Jurassic Park.
Right. Dinosaurs will not exist after this movie.
He said this is the last one. I mean, that's why they're bringing everybody in it. I cannot wait for Chris Pratt and Dr. Grant to interact. I'm like, yes. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. I just can't wait to see Dr. Grant, man. I'm a huge Dr. Grant fan. I love that dude. He is awesome. He plays in a lot of weird-ass movies. Sam O'Neill. Sam. He plays in that In the Mouth of Madness, one of the early horror movies. It is insane. It will blow your brains away. It's very dark. They put him in an insane asylum, and you get to go through all the stuff he goes through, like mentally. Scary.
Like Shutter Island? Mm-hmm.
That was a pretty good movie, too.
God damn it, Chris.
I like those cheap horror, throwaway popcorn movies.
All right, what were we just drinking here?
Yeah, what was in that farmhouse that beer. Bottle?
Farmhouse beer.
That was really good.
Which one? The bottle? The actual bottle?
Yeah.
It's called Floral Print. It's from Rough House Brewing in San Marcos. It's a dry hop saison with floral hops and a mixture of dandelion and scented geranium and calendula.
This is a really good beer.
It had a rating of 387.
What was the brewery?
Rough House. Not bad.
And where'd you get that?
San Antonio.
Nice.
Got some weird artwork. But they had a farmhouse IPA and amber and something else. But That was the highest rated one that they had. So, and only 4.5% too. So
that's it.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
That, I mean, that's one of the good parts about if you do like sours or saisons. There's a lot of good different tastes to it, and it doesn't have to be high in ABV to get those.
Mm. And the last couple drops are good.
Very floral.
It's very floral. It's actually not very. It's all right. Like, it's not bad. I'm not getting a super amount of farmhouse from it. A farmhouse.
A farmhouse.
When I think farmhouse, I think wild ales. I think, like, blueberries and junk. I think of a fruity profile that makes me wonder what the hell's going on. That's what I think of. What do you think of when you read a farmhouse description, Chris?
Allergies.
Michael's allergies or
the actual allergies.
I guess Michael's allergies should be called the actual allergies.
It's true.
Michael Harper, for those of you who don't know who he is, he was on the episode last week. Or should I say, he was the episode last week. We were not on it. Right. It was just Michael talking to the listeners.
Yeah, what's going on, listeners?
Oh. That's why I addressed my post today. I said, listeners. It's like, that's in tribute to you, Michael Harper.
The crackling fire.
I'm still cringing. Yep, I can't. Ugh.
What was the name of that podcast?
Why did you have to put me on the spot? It is, like, it's a weird name. That's why I can never remember. I'll be on there in just a second. It is Obscura.
Obscura.
Yeah. It's very dark.
Before this episode starts, I'd like to give a hard warning.
See?
This episode contains graphic depictions of child death.
Oh.
If you're sensitive to that kind of content,
I am.
It's easy enough to spot, and you can always hit the skip button. But if you'd like to skip the episode because of it, you won't hurt my feelings.
The following audio may contain graphic descriptions of violence or audio clips of real
story of Leopold and... We covered the max.
Let's go back. He didn't do it this time.
Welcome, listener.
There it is.
If you haven't done so.
No fireworks. No fire in the background.
That what? Time, son of a bitch. That's all I was waiting for.
The crackling fire.
It's. And it work. It doesn't work. I hate it. It doesn't work. It's not good. Sorry, Michael. Dressing. Listener. No one wants to be called a listener.
Hello, no, listeners.
No one drives in their car. Oh, he's fucking talking to me. I'm so excited about this.
I am a listener. He's talking directly to me.
I'm going
to
pull over and jerk off because I'm so excited right now. Hold on. I am a listener. We should ask Art.
Yeah, we'll just start out every episode. Hello, Art. Welcome.
Did you enjoy Michael addressing you? No, it's... Yeah, all of you listeners, I know how many we have. They just don't fucking speak up. Jerks. Let us know, though. Did you appreciate Michael referring to you as a listener? Do you like us to address you like that? Listener, this beer is excellent. We got to be more stern.
Yeah, we'll have a poll of various names that you would like to be addressed as.
Listener. Subscriber. That I've got other podcasts. Thanks, subscribers. I'm like, yeah, I don't pay you. Get on our Patreon for super nude pictures.
Yeah, super nude pictures.
Nah, I just want the regular nudes.
Yeah, I don't need all that weird stuff. Man. I don't need that strawberry lube.
I think I'm in the minority on that business. Like, I just can't, like, a podcast, $3.99, even $3.99, $4 a month to listen to a podcast. I'm like, oh. I don't know how they hook, line, and sink people. It's like, hey, you pay $6 a month and you can listen to our, like, We Hate Movies. They've been doing it forever. They got $5,000 a month. And they just now started. So if you pay for their Patreon, you get We Love Movies, where they actually talk about movies they like. And I come close, but I'm just like, I just can't do it. Just can't do it. I want to, but
yeah.
Can't do it. Love it. It's too stupid.
Which is funny because Paul Scheer's doing kind of the same thing.
Are they starting a Patreon?
I don't know if it's a Patreon, but he started a second podcast, but they're going down like the American movies top 100.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Been like watching it and then going over it. And
that dude doesn't even do movies or TV. He don't have time to do anything then. Yeah. Like when you, because me and Brad did the movie podcast a few times.
Well, his wife's working, so.
That's true. It is hard to watch a movie and try to suck it in and take notes.
Like it's Rambo?
Yeah. Whew. Oh, yeah, you did. We did do all three Rambos at once.
What the fuck is wrong with this?
That was dumb. We should re-release those.
Why is this police officer chasing this guy in a helicopter?
That would be fun. Yeah, we need to chase those down, and we did the Leprechaun movies. We should have re-released those for Halloween.
Lep in the hood, up no good.
God, that movie was terrible.
All right, let's talk about this Great Lakes Brewing Company. Everybody's nowhere close to ready for this. This is one of the worst porters I've ever had.
Cool.
Yep. Yep. It's no Pantillo. 11/25/19.
That's got to be the best buy date.
How could you have a best buy date on a porter? Because you can age a porter until you die. Robust, complex, our porter is bittersweet tribute. And why would you have a porter expiring before winter even begins?
Is it the Edmund Fitzgerald?
Maybe it's a year-round beer. Yeah, it is. Some people like dark beers year-round.
No, they don't.
No, they don't. Some weird people. Like, I ran into a guy at Funky Picnic that likes malty beers year-round.
Yeah, well, he doesn't know anything. But he drinks Bud Light after a workout.
Yeah, it's good for you.
I'm just playing. I don't know.
Carb loading.
6% porter. So it actually drinks like a porter, mouth feels like a porter, tastes like a porter. I think David's kind of ruined porters for me, so thanks, New Maine. David, I mean, not even, I don't want to suck his dick or anything, but
right.
David has one of the best porters there is.
I don't want to sound like a Q bag or nothing, but I'd really like to make love to you tonight.
What was that from?
It's from
Orgasmo.
Yeah.
Both.
That gift that you sent Jay?
Yeah. He's never seen that movie.
Has he really?
No, that's a lie.
That's what he told me.
Yeah, he's fucking lying.
I have a DVD copy. I can give it to him.
I do too.
That is a... Jay, you lying sack of shit. That's you are those, not a South Park fan. If
that's
you
one of those movies that really hold up.
I could not wait to see Orgasmo because of basketball. Basketball holds up just fine too. I fucking love that movie and I will argue with anybody that hates basketball.
Yasmin Bleeth?
You've been psyched out and you're going down.
Yo, your mom's going out with Squeaks.
Yo, Pierce, I hear your mom's going out with Squeaks. He's like, hey, the fuck, man. He's like, we gotta say totally fucked up shit to help them to make sure they miss. Oh god damn it, that movie is so, that movie's crazy.
Victoria Silvstedt, Playmate of the year.
And he's like, I'm giving Jasmine a pre-commitment ring to let her know that I'm thinking about dating her exclusively on later. He's like, you were just in a hot tub making out with Victoria Silvstedt, Playmate of the Year. Oh, God. And he's trapped in the car. Where did life's getting you down?
Down, down,
you
down.
Gotta fight it. Your girlfriend thinks you suck. It's up to you to let them know that it was also part of some rich guy's evil plan. Look out ahead. There's a truck changing lanes. You got some yellow crumbs on your upper lip. And those warts on your dick, they're gonna go away. Unless you start using tropical creams. Oh, dude, if you haven't seen basketball, you're missing out. Ah, fuck.
Also not on Blu-ray.
We should do basketball. Would you do that, Chris?
Hell yeah.
Would you do that?
Yeah.
You want to do that?
After he watched Tin Cup.
Yeah, after I watched Tin Cup.
We should do that, though. We should do a baseball, because that's a weird-ass movie that probably a lot of people haven't seen. But those little... And Al Michaels, dude, he's so... It's like the most famous Monday Night Football announcer ever, and he's like, those girls are in grade school.
Was it him or Bob Costas?
Oh, you might be right. I'm going to fuck that up. There's two of them up there. Two famous ass announcers. Hmm. Oh, my God.
Oh, Booger McFarland.
No. Get out of here with that business.
He's so good.
No, yeah. It's Al Michaels. He's up there.
Okay.
Yep. Right. He's like, and I haven't done something since those girls were in grade school. I can't remember.
Yeah, it was something weird.
It's so funny because they're all dressed in... Yeah, Al Michaels basketball. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go, folks. Exclusive. Oh, that's a trailer. I don't want the... I do not want the trailer for baseball right now. Oh, my gosh. Here you go. Here we go.
Group is heading for the triple square. And Bob Costas, this has to be one of the most exciting baseball games in recent memory. Hard to believe that just 5 years ago, this game was played only on driveways. And it's hard to believe just 5 years ago, those girls were only in grade school.
And he worked for Disney.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's so funny. I'm like, because, you know, you grew up idolizing those guys. And they're like, look at them hot-ass little youngins. It's so crazy. Those cheerleaders, because they pull out the whips and start spanking themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The basketball. Cheerleaders don't hold back.
The Dallas Felons.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fuck, that movie's so good. All the psych outs are good. Anyway. Yeah, we need to do it because he's like, hey, Tuttle. Your mom's so fat. He's like, my mom's dead, you idiot. And he's like, I guess that's why she didn't move around a lot.
When he cuts off his finger.
Yeah. And then they got him in the background and they're stretching him out like William Wallace. And he yells out, freedom! Because they're killing him. Oh, damn. Sweet psych out, dude. Oh, it's so stupid. Then they missed the world championship of basketball. This podcast has shifted major directions. The Shirts win the world championship of... Yeah, I told you.
Oh, there's something wrong with this one.
Told you.
Chris, have you had some of this yet? It's so good.
is that porter infected?
Delicious porter.
Oh, it's like... Well,
to be fair... All the IPAs and stuff. It almost tastes like it's smoke. Smoky, I do. Malty.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Bah, bah, bah.
Oh, yeah, that's smoky. Jesus.
Is it smoky in the bandit?
God.
Where's smoky in my mouthy.
All right, so you guys want to know the funniest thing in the world?
Ugh.
Okay.
About this beer.
Fitbit had just got with Amazon to put Alexa and all their bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Is this where they burned that person's skin?
No. This is where Google said, fuck you, and bought Fitbit for $2.1 million.
Damn.
How weird is that? So, yeah, Google owns Fitbit now.
Huh.
So I went from, I wish.
So now you can tell your Fitbit, hey, Google.
But think about Fitbit, man. Like, it's software that tracks how many steps you take. A couple of dudes in a basement, I'm sure, started it, $2.1 billion. It's not even that old. What, 7 years, 6 years?
If that.
Yeah, $2.1 billion from Google.
It's an electric pedometer.
Yep. That's not accurate. I mean, none of it's accurate.
Well, you just make a number up and you're fine.
Oh, I saw the worst thing in the world the other day because I was Googling Pokemon Go stuff because I was just looking for, you know, whatever. I was just looking. They have a pendulum that you put your phone in. So you can get steps on that fucking game. Somebody sells that. I was like, oh my God.
So wait, you're saying G Young isn't getting all those millions of steps?
I'm starting to think that now. Mm-hmm. Pretty upset.
I mean, if I worked at Lowe's, I would just put that in a paint shaker.
So stupid. But yeah, no. And I was like, okay, some people are using pendulums to crack eggs on Pokemon Go.
Jeez. That's how you know it's getting serious.
That's so dumb, man. Like, I wouldn't do that anyways. Anyways, I can't fathom it. I don't understand it. But yeah, it exists. Let me put my Fitbit on my dog. Hey, look what I did today. Who are you telling that you got all those steps?
Right.
Hey, Mom.
I'm super healthy.
I didn't play Xbox all day.
I take 13,000 steps a day. Look.
And I still beat Fortnite 2.
Here's proof.
Fortnite 2. Chris, have you seen any of this Fortnite 2?
No, I don't follow Fortnite at all.
What the fuck, dude? Damn, dude.
Did they get past the blackout?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a new map, new everything, man.
Ooh.
It's all new. Oh, what's that old Lil Wayne song? Everything brand new.
Is it the lava level? No.
Rainbow Road.
Is it really?
No. That'd Rainbow be an awesome Road. Throw. Remember Mario Kart Rainbow Road, dude?
I fucking hated that level.
Shit was so hard.
It'd be super funny if whatever ginger you picked, it changed it. Shoes on the other foot, motherfucker.
True.
Motherfucker.
True, true, true. No, it's I don't really care about Fortnite at all, but Chris, being an MMPO fan, right? Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, MMPR?
MMORPG?
Yeah, no. What style of game is World of Warcraft?
MMORPG.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you see the Diablo 4 stuff?
I did.
It looks weird.
Is The Rock in this one?
I was actually honestly disappointed with Diablo 3.
What? Really?
I played it. Son I mean, but bitch. And I beat it, but it was... I played too much of Diablo 2, and it was just completely different.
Yeah.
I mean, not in necessarily a too bad a way, but it's just...
No, you've already trashed it. Blizzard's going to not give us our money now.
Right?
We're so fucked. No sponsor money for you. You like Hong Kong.
Like, no, but yeah, that game trailer was awesome.
Oh, we just lost China, too. Sorry, guys. I stand with
Hong Kong.
No, the
Winnie the Pooh.
Who's the Rockets general manager that I stand
Maury.
With? Maury. I stand with Maury.
Morley. Whatever.
We're about to get docked by China. We're going to get our address. We're going to get a letter written in Chinese and not know what it means.
All of our microphones are just going to stop working.
Throw it in the trash. What was that? Nothing. No big deal. And then kamikaze pilot flying to my house.
They just come in here, kill all three of us, and get three other dudes and come in. Three China dudes. Hello. No, I'm not going
to
do that.
You were about to. What the fuck is that, dude? That looks beautiful. Oh, Great Divide. They moved the Yeti to Cairns. Diablo 4 looks nuts, dude. Like, they were, like, body slamming and stuff.
Hell yeah.
I was like, what is going on here?
Like, Arkham?
You have to look at it. Like, it doesn't look like you just click on the people anymore. Like, they were, like, it was weird. It was weird for me. I was like, okay.
And yeah, it's going to be fucking cool.
Yeah, and it's going to be a cross-platform, too, for the first time ever.
Really?
Us PlayStation people will be able to play with him if he gets it on the Xbox or PC. I'll be able to play with Chris. Oh, what if we can play together, Chris? That'd be sweet.
Hell so yeah, what happens when either Xbox or PlayStation buys the other one?
They'll just shut it down. So if PlayStation bought Xbox, they'd just shut it down. That would be bad. I wonder if that would have to be Monopoly. Well, they don't believe in Monopoly. Trump would be like, no, it's business.
What do you mean? Nintendo's still out there.
No, well, there's only three. There's only three major game markets. That's it. So if you bought one of them, that has to be a Monopoly. You own over 50%.
Well, you'd think.
You'd own 65%, right? What's three divided by? Yeah, roughly 65. 75, roughly. Yeah, you'd own it all. So, which Monopolies don't exist in the U.S. anymore. They don't fucking care.
Right.
AT&T owns 95% of everything. Disney owns the other. Excuse me. AT&T owns 50. Disney owns the other 50. What else is there? Google and Amazon.
Right. Which will soon be bought out.
Yeah.
Or they'll buy out somebody.
I never like tracing stuff, man. You just get frustrated. Like, oh, here's this bottle of water that I bought. It's not bad. And you trace it all the way to fucking Nestle or something. You're like, why? Why does Nestle own this water company?
I mean, their excess water from chocolate has got to go somewhere.
Well, they just buy everything. Yeah, like the big companies start smaller companies, so you think you're buying smaller, and they're like, that was owned by us the whole time.
No, you thought that was super filtered. It wasn't.
Yeah, it came out of a tap from this poor town that can't have water. Flint, Michigan.
It's called Get the Lead In.
That's clever.
Don't worry, this beer is filtered from Flint, Michigan. It's a weird. We live in weird times. James Dean's back.
He's back. He's not dead. Alive. He's back.
Pushing his sausages.
Yeah, I don't know why he just. It would be easier if you just cloned him instead of CGI. Get his DNA, put it in some chick. Let's clone him. We don't need to do all this other shit.
That's true.
Clone Jordan, clone Kobe, clone James Dean.
Oh, dude. That smell.
So, what Rhodey has opened is the Great Divides Yeti. Great minds drink alike. I like that. What is the GDBC in Denver, Colorado? GDBC. We got to all make...
Great Divide Brewing Company.
God damn it. We got to make something up for that, and you just ruined that bit. Bit ruiner.
Goddamn fucking cunt.
Goddamn bitch. Cuss. Why is... It's an Imperial Stout, but I can't find any other information on this beautiful can that looks like it's straight off my TV from the 90s. That's what my TV in the 90s would look like when I was trying to watch it.
Right. Tracking.
I can't find anything. No, oh, there. 9.5. And also, pregnant women don't drink it. So, there you go.
Pregnant women don't drink it.
In case you were curious. Chris, look up the one with Mexican chocolate.
Mexican chocolate?
Yeah. Look at this shit.
Wow.
I wonder why. God, I just...
There was a s'mores one, but this one definitely caught my eye.
We need to reach out more to... We need to get more in touch with, like, marketing, man. That's who we need to reach out to. We really do. I want to reach out to some beer marketers. Like, I want to talk about why are they moving away from bombers and into cans? Everybody is.
Right.
And this was a single can that you bought? Or was it a four-pack?
Single.
32-ounce can. Like, why are you moving away from the bombers? So the bombers were big, and they had the green label on them, Yeti. Like, why are they moving away from that? Like, is it cost efficiency? Are we trying to attract new people? Are the younger market buying cans?
It's probably, well, I don't know if it's cheaper, but don't have the...
It is absolutely cheaper. Absolutely. I mean, aluminum can, like, 3 cents a piece, where the glass bottle is probably 10 to 15 cents a piece. Absolutely. It's weird. Like, why make the change? Like, if it is a cost thing, I'd like to know, but they're not the only ones doing it.
The quality of the beer goes up, usually.
You think so?
Well, I mean, there's no UV penetration in a can. What?
But wouldn't you like to... but wouldn't you like to hear from a brewer's mouth, that's why we made the change, when that's probably not it? It's more of a cost efficiency thing, which would suck. Or at the same point, I would absolutely love to know if... No, it's because the younger market. Oh, that'd be the greatest sentence I could ever hear from any of these brewers. I'd love to hear these fuckers that are making 14 pies in my mash. Why are you doing this? Oh, the younger market, the 21-year-olds come in from TCU and all they want is pumpkin pie, chocolatey pie stout. They ask for the newest Little Debbie's beer. I'd like to know. I'd love to get into the marketing, like,
first of all, this smells amazing, by the way.
It tastes great. This is our first stout of it. This is my first stout of this the season.
Besides all those pumpkinators?
Were those stouts?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. Those are barrel-aged.
Yeah. I just like the bitter stouts, though. Like, I've got my...
This is really, really good, by the way.
Big Bad Baptist ready to go, man.
Ooh. Yeah, I got some aged stuff ready to
go. Those are my babies. That's a good stout. Did you get to try this yet, Chris?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I like it.
It's a decent porter.
You're fired. It's not a goddamn porter. It's a stout. It's a stout. Yeti.
I can actually taste the chocolate in that one. Most porters, I can't taste anything, but...
The can you have on the computer looks better than this one. Did you see this? Look, it's not even close.
Yeah, I was looking at the picture. I was like, why does that look like Jason's old TV?
Yeah. No, this... Remember when you would turn a TV on sometimes and it would look like this? Oh, yeah. No, this is when you would turn your Nintendo game on and it would look like this. What the fuck?
Yeah, but I think the one on their website, because it doesn't say made with Mexican chocolate, I think that one says. So maybe some kind of
one-off.
Slightly different.
Yeah, I kind of like the shorter can. It's that 12-ounce, I hope. I'd buy a four-pack of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the stout market in DFW, I mean, there's a few, and I'm trying not to speak out of turn, but the stout market in DFW isn't amazing. Think about, like, DFW locals like Martin House. They've got their short order porter coming out. Revolver doesn't have one. I'm trying to think, like, real quick. Division makes a beautiful stout that's real heavy. I can't think of the name of it. Damn it. I'll order it every time, every winter, and I'll get it at their anniversary again. Rudy just destroyed everything.
Take that, Miles Morales.
DFW stouts, Rudy. Can you think of any that just... I was saying, like, state of Texas.
Milk stouts or just stouts?
Period. I mean...
Sasquatch is pretty good.
It's a weak market for stouts.
Hmm.
We don't get a lot of flagship stouts. Because I was like, Martin House's short order porter's coming out. That's not terrible. They're maple pancake, whatever the fuck it is.
Lakewood.
Yeah, the year round, the Temptress. It's not bad. But like heavy stout, Division has that one. I can't think of what it's called. I really like it. It's that really heavy one. It's like 12%. So good. Imperial Black. But I can't think of any. Like, I can't think. So when you go to the store and you get clown shoes, you know they've got some good stouts. Some good year-round stouts.
I don't know. Turning Point's doing some stuff out there. The In Game. I didn't get to try them.
Yeah. I'm talking like, so I'm trying to talk flagships like year round, because even Endgame is not a year round. I'm trying to think like if I was going to suggest to someone, hey, go check out this DFW stout.
903 has Sasquatch.
That's a good one. Thank you. Yeah, I was trying to think of some. What's a Brunch Money is not a stout? It is a golden stout.
It's Brunch Money is a good stout. One. Yeah.
Bigger. I think it's bigger than North NTX is New Mains, I think. It's good. But yeah, DFW is not a good area for stouts.
Is it Orthodox Fuzz?
No.
Ben Stout?
Ben Stout.
Ben Stout, that's it.
Yeah, that's a fucking good beer. Ooh, what's the ABV on Ben Stout?
7.2.
Yep, that's good.
Only $3 for a glass?
I can't think. Yeah, it is a weak market for stouts. But it doesn't get cold in Texas either, so.
Right.
I would like to go to Colorado. Probably all stouts.
It's got a little cinnamon in this.
I'm not going to lie. I'm excited to see what Michael does for stouts over at Funky Picnic. I know he's going to do some for winter. As it gets cold, him and David both will start popping out some stouts.
They already got one out. Pretty good.
The peanut butter?
No, they released another one. Chris?
Funky Picnic good?
Yeah.
Or David.
Funky Picnic has released one. It's like Virtuous or...
Mm.
God damn it, I forget.
Yeah, but it's still an Imperial Stout. No. I'm challenging them both. You guys do Imperial Stout so we can come try them. I'll drink them. I already told Michael I'll be first in line.
Virtuous.
What's the ABV on it?
6.5.
Yeah, it's not a fucking stout.
Take that, Michael.
I will tell that to his face. That's a porter.
Take that, you asshole.
Yep. Sweet milk stout finished.
Nope.
With vanilla and cocoa nibs.
It's pretty good, though.
It is delicious, yeah. We had that last time we went up there. This has some Mexican... This got some peat on the back of it.
I know,
Mr. Yeti.
Hop Fusion has one, that cocoa...
Yeah.
Año.
They have a version of their milk stout that's really good. But it's still, like, I can't think of an Imperial stout. Like,
what's Big Bad Baptist. Is First Slipper, is that a porter or is that a...
It's a milk stout.
Is it? Okay.
But it definitely comes off more porterish. Like, when I think of stout, I think of, like, that race car one. It's a gray bottle. I can't think of the name of it. Or fucking the best, Brash Man. They have two stouts. That one that's literally, like, I'll shit on your face.
Abide.
Yeah. It's like... Oh, shit on your face, stout. Yep, it did.
It's night-night.
I came in that devil glass that was like, oh my God, that's a stout. Like I said, that race car one. And then, of course, all the Big Bad Baptists. Those are real, you know, Imperial heavy-ass stouts. I'm trying to think, though. Like, that's what I said. I can't find one in my head. Peticola's has the Wintervention, which is a stout, but it's not.
It's not, like, super heavy.
No, and it's got
syrupy.
Lots of spices and. Doesn't have that. I like the real bitter, heavy. Like, I like a.
What about Snowmageddon?
That's. Yep. Hopeful. They're going to can that, aren't they?
Angry Santa?
Man, that's going to come in four packs, isn't it? Yeah, four pack of cans, Snowmageddon. I'll get that, though. No, you're right. Snowmageddon's a good one. And their Barrel Age Winter Warmer's a good one, too. Even though it's not really... That they actually showed that being bottled. Oh, Barrel Age fucking Legion. Legion by itself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that
yeah.
is a yeah, that's a front runner. That's out, too. If you see it, let me know immediately, and I will. I want a four-pack, and I will send you the dough.
I still have a bunch of the Irish coffee one.
Thank God.
So good.
I want that, too. I went to Total Wine three times. I went to Total Wine Fort Worth or Arlington the first. I actually made the trip. Drove.
Oh, Tups. Full drove. Grown man.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's better than full grown Jack.
God. Light yours better.
I drove all the way out to fucking Arlington, which is about an hour for me, folks, to get. It's not an hour, it's about 20 minutes. I wanted to get that Legion. They were like, it's out, released today, and they did not have it, and I was so pissed off.
Motherfuckers.
So, Total Wine Arlington, they've kind of backed off from craft beer a little bit. It was like...
Really?
Yeah. So, it used to be like all the way wrap around. They've kind of pulled it out. They started mixing everything. So, they used to have like the special stuff on the end.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of pulled it, just mixed it all together. Like, if you want the special stuff, it's going to be with its brewery now. It's like, oh.
That's weird.
Because I went right to where the special stuff was, and it was all six packs. I was like,
hmm.
But they still have the stuff behind the counter.
Is this the one close to Arlington Heights? Mm-hmm. Highlands or whatever? Okay.
Yeah, so, no, I do want a four-pack of Legion. Oh, my God. Can't wait to try the Barrel Age Legion. We tried the Irish one, but there's another one. And I can't wait. God. Waking up when it's 30 degrees and you don't have to go to work. And then at noon. It's like, wake it up!
Noon. Ish.
What was funny, I was telling a coworker because he was talking about the London games.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, you know.
You sound like you're from London.
That's not how that happened at all. We're talking about London basketball, or not basketball. We're talking about the London football games. And I told him, I was like, yeah, the Giants played 2 years ago. And it was a great memory of mine because I woke up. I set an alarm on the weekend to get up at 6.
Okay, good. Because I thought that when you said London games, I thought they were like chopping down like trees and.
No.
Playing rugby and some weird shit like that.
Red Ross.
Red Ross.
Red Ross. No, and I just told him, I was like, yeah, I started making my brunch, made my little self a little brunch spread. And then I got the breakfast stout from, oh, that's another one, Founders. Is that Texas? Founders is not Texas. Are they?
No. Yeah, Detroit. So.
That's a good stout, though. Woo.
Yeah. Too bad they're racist. Allegedly.
Yeah.
Racist.
That's a fucking good beer, though. Oh, did you see they moved the BBC, the Canadian one of theirs? What is it called?
Canadian Breakfast Stout.
CBC, CBS. They moved that into four packs.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, kind of like Lone Pine. Lone Pine was the brewery that I decided me and you needed to go to. I was like, oh, yeah, we need to.
All the way in Magnolia?
Because we've never been.
Fuck. Okay.
I was like, that's why we need to get a hotel room and go there because of Yellow Rose and everything that you, Yellow Rose was.
Buried Hatchet. That's another stout. There yep. you go.
Yellow Rose was one of your babies when we first really started drinking craft beers.
I still stand by that beer. It's a good beer.
But
I know it's not hazy, but it's a good beer.
And I told them, I was just like, yeah, I cracked open a breakfast stout. And then I stopped. I was like, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. But I had maple pancakes and all kinds of good stuff with it. And then he was like, I'm going to do that too then. I was like, yeah, it's not that bad. And then, of course, for some reason, that game that he was going to watch didn't start at 8. It started at noon.
Mm.
It's like, what the fuck? I talked up a mean game and then you didn't even get to do it. I don't know. It was weird. I had a really good experience with that. Plus, Landon Collins got a pick 6 and the Giants won, which they haven't done that in a long time. Winning.
I bet you this would be like... That KBS or the CBS would be really good with like bacon, eggs.
Mm-hmm.
That's, maybe not bacon, but bacon and pancakes.
I had eggs, maple pancakes.
You should have
hash browns.
You should have bought two of them and then opened one and then poured it into a pan and then reduced it into a syrup.
Okay, I'm not Jay over here.
And throw it on your pancakes from a distance.
Gonna make everybody hungry now.
God, just put it in a Nerf gun and fucking just squirt it all over the place.
We're going to Waffle House after this.
Oh. I didn't have the best Waffle House experience last time I was there.
Oh, no. Don't tell us. I don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
Yeah, don't ruin Waffle House for me.
Although, to be fair.
To be fair.
It was in Sunnyvale.
I don't know where that is. I don't want to know that either.
East of Dallas.
It's the town from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yep.
I know where that is.
So we, me and Riley ordered our food. And then all of a sudden a...
cockroach?
No, literally a roach fell in my plate. from the lighting above.
Oh, damn.
There wasn't just one. There was three of them that were trying to get out.
Ugh.
And so thankfully I had finished most of my plate, which was delicious, by the way.
What'd you get?
Just the hash browns, like double... Ugh. Was it double pepper, double...
double cap, double covered, sir.
Cheese, whatever it is. Double covered.
Covered cheese.
The double ham, whatever it is. I forget now because it's been a while since I've been there. but yeah, I was like, hey, y'all wanna check on that? By the way, there's a roach on my plate now. I'm like, we can make you some other stuff. I'm like, no, I'm good. I'll just finish my pancakes now.
Damn.
God, Rhodey.
That's gross.
Oh, you did? You finished eating after that?
Yeah, it's just a fucking roach. It's fine. It didn't fall in my pancakes.
That's true. Ooh, did you get money off?
Yeah, they caught my meal.
I would fucking hope so. They're probably happy you didn't act like a lunatic.
But what's weird is like, oh yeah, that happens all the time.
They said that? That they said that?
Yeah. I was like, well, y'all may want to find a way to fix it.
No.
Like get an exterminator out here to spray you this need fucking to, like, place.
Yeah. You should have sent a message into corporate. Hey, clean this motherfucker up.
That's, I didn't think about it.
That happens all the time.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, that happens. What?
Yeah, you did ruin. You just ruined everything for me.
Oh, so you're saying this bacon isn't just crispy? This is actually roach. Cool.
That's disgusting.
Mm. Where were we talking about before? My horrible Waffle House experience. I'm still going back at some point.
Yeah, I love Waffle. But they made the dude. I will argue with anybody. Waffle House makes the best hash browns.
Yeah, they're so good.
Their waffles, like I can recreate their waffles. I can. But I cannot recreate those hash browns.
Yeah. No matter how hard you try.
No. Double cap, double covered, which is double mushrooms, double cheese, folks.
They'll be mushy or they'll be fucking burnt.
Oh, so good. I can eat 20 pounds of those hash browns.
It's because you don't have their secret ingredient, a bag of roaches.
Apparently.
also 4 sticks of butter.
But yeah, so I'm going to give a review on Medieval. I've been playing Medieval before we get out of here.
Oh, nice.
5 stars. Love nice. That
this
game.
Is so it's remastered or redeveloped?
It's remade, dude. Okay. From the ground up.
So it's a different game.
It's beautiful. No, they remade the original game.
Okay.
Because like I did a level.
So everything's the same. It just looks a lot better.
Oh, it looks brand new. Yeah. Okay. There's no way they rescaled it. But it was funny because when I played the first level and it was so short. It was like 5 seconds. I was like, something's fishy here. And it was like they completely remade it the same. They added so when you beat it, they added 2 new quests. So after I beat it, I haven't beat it yet. It's an 8.5 hour game.
Okay.
So once you beat it, they added 2 new quests for you to go back and kind of play.
Okay.
That was their answer to how quickly you would beat it. Because so back in the PlayStation days, your disc held 8 gigs. Disc held 8 gigs. Now a disc holds 75 gigs.
Right.
It's weird. Back in the day, you get a flash drive that was the size of my wrist, and it would hold 4 gigs. Nowadays, you get a memory card that holds 1,000 gigs.
A micro. Yeah.
It's weird. We live in a weird world. But no. Yeah. No, I love it. 5 stars. If you have a PlayStation, buy that shit. I love it. I missed it. It was weird. Had some flashbacks. It's like, oh, I remember this crap.
Is it still hard?
Yes. It is nearly impossible, too, because when you die, it makes you start over.
Yep.
It's like, this old thing. I got mad for the first time in a long time because, you know, new games appeal to us millennials and Gen Z or whatever it is. They let you auto-save.
Right.
oh, you died. Go back to 2 minutes ago. This game's like, I got all the way to the boss in this anthill three times, and it kept starting me over. And then my eyes would get bigger and bigger. I was like, I'm about to fucking quit. So spoiled. So spoiled. I just save the game and then fight and then restart until I beat it. But no, it was hard, but I finally beat it. So it was fun. And then afterwards, it was like, I appreciate the fact that I had to do this 20 times. I'm getting my money's worth. It's weird. Like when you Google how to get through an area and you're like, I paid $40 for me to watch how to get through this on Google. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Wasting my time and money.
Yeah, it's amazing how quick a game will be with autosave.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
Anyways, but that about wraps it up.
That should be the next podcast. Playing old Nintendo games until you beat them. Like ghouls, like play Ghouls and Goblins until you beat it.
Play Ninja Gaiden, I dare you. You will never. Or Castlevania, the first one.
Castlevania, yeah. Maybe start off with something easy like Pictionary.
They have Pictionary on Nintendo?
I'm sure they did.
How would you draw on Nintendo?
Really terribly.
Yeah. They had Wheel of Fortune on there. I played the shit out of it.
Jeopardy.
So I played Nintendo's Wheel of Fortune so much that I memorized the puzzles.
Nice.
I would see the dash and be like, oh, that's what I know what this is.
Mm-hmm. I want to solve the puzzle.
Instead of guessing a letter. Yeah. I'm 90% sure I once beat an entire game with $0. Because if you don't spend, you didn't get any money.
Uh-huh.
Stupid. Maniac Mansion 2. Beat that game with a blindfold.
Ha!
Yes, well, this has been fun. We're going to sit here and finish this Yeti, and then we're going to talk about stuff we're not allowed to talk about on the podcast. So y'all are going to miss out on that.
Unless you have our Patreon.
We need to find... I want to find some beer marketers, though. I just added Brutal's Arca.
Oh, really?
I might reach out to him. That'd be fun.
Yeah,
I do. I want to reach out to some salespeople. So you brewers that are listening, they're like, hey, maybe my salesperson. I know that we have a lot of brewers that listen to this podcast. Let us know if your salesperson would come talk to us. That'd be fun. So anyways, thank you. We love you. Go play your video games.
Listen to the new Hootie and the Blowfish.
I'm going to.
Sorry, we have to go. Today is over and done.
It's done.
Next week is close, but not too close.
Not too close.
So think about next week.
Think about next week.
We'll be back next time, but not too soon.
Not too soon.
So we don't get too show is over and done.
It's
for
done
now. But when we come back, it will be good.
It will be good.